this week's arts page, we highlight some initiatives of the Youth and Culture Ministry to boost art and to protect our Jamaican heritage. Stay with us. The technological capacity of the Institute of Jamaica, IOJ, will be enhanced through funding of $482,000 from the Japanese government. Culture Minister Lisa Hanna says that the funding will go towards a number of initiatives, including the building of a natural history exhibition gallery.
The IOJ and the Ministry of Youth and Culture will be building a class technology-driven natural history exhibition gallery at the National History Museum, which will showcase Jamaican plants, animals, as they would be seen in their natural habitat. So in the same way that you can go to museums internationally and see the stuffed animals, etc., children will now be able to come in a very advanced setting to see the animals, the flora and fauna that are endemic to our country right down there.
Ms. Hanna says that the Japanese government has already committed funding for this initiative, estimated at over $60,000. Additional funding will go towards other special projects to include the technological upgrading of the audiovisual capacity of the lecture hall, which continues to host annual events such as the Musgrave Awards. Funding will also be made available for the establishment of an information technology training facility at the Junior Center. Very soon, thousands of secondary school students will be able to access museums, galleries, heritage sites, and cultural events free of cost or at a discounted rate through what will be called Cultural Passport.
This is a build-on of the 2013 Culture Card program that we introduced, and we'll be introducing this Cultural Passport where they can get stamps and seals through the JCDC Culture Club program, and this will be put in schools for the academic year 2015-2016.
Another initiative is the creation of a data bank of intangible cultural heritage. The data bank contains information relating to the making of baskets, crochets, candies, among other things, from communities all across Jamaica. This can be viewed at the African Caribbean Institute of Jamaica, which is located at the IOJ, and the bank will be updated periodically. Yet another move by the Youth and Culture Ministry is to preserve the legacy of one of our national heroes, Marcus Garvey. The ministry is working to restore the childhood home of Marcus Garvey. Currently, persons are occupying the structure and work is being done to relocate them.
We aim to start refurbishing and restoration of the property by the anniversary of his next birthday. And we're committed to preserving that part of the legacy of this outstanding Jamaican.
Jamaica is one step closer to having the Blue and John Crow Mountains added to the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization UNESCO's list of World Heritage Sites. Culture Minister Lisa Hanna says recommendation has been made for the region to be included on the prestigious list.
It is an excellent thing to have the Blue and John Crow Mountains as a World Heritage Site. And what is good about it is going to be a mixed site for the natural heritage and habitats, and also a cultural site. And it will really be the first mixed site if we get it in the Caribbean.
The Blue and John Crow Mountains, encompassing parts of St. Mary, Portland, St. Thomas, and St. Andrew, is a place of great biodiversity and is protected by law. It is managed by the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Forestry Department. The region, in addition to its protected endemic flora and fauna, is of great heritage value. It consists of indigenous Maroon communities, and it is where national heroine Nanny lived and fought the British. And that's where we leave you today. Join us again next week as we continue to highlight Jamaican art and culture. I'm Casita Irving, wishing for you a wonderful weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.